Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The title for today's message is, How Can We Know Jesus? We find the episode in Mark chapter 41 when the disciples were on the Sea of Galilee when suddenly a storm arose, and the disciples were fearful that they were going to be swamped and probably lose their life. As they woke the master, he spoke, and suddenly there was calm on the sea. It was such a shock to them that they immediately said, Who is this Jesus that he, when he commands it, even the wind and waves obey him? We go through storms in our life. We go through times where we really do not know what is going to be ahead. All we can see are the waves and the wind and the violence around us, and we think we're not going to survive. And the problem is that we keep our eyes focused upon the storms rather than the one who calms the storms. You see, when the disciples were in the storms of life, they were fearful, and they were looking at the waves, and they were experiencing the heavy winds that were blowing. But through it all, Jesus was sleeping. He knew that he was in control of all things. We need to look at the Savior who brings calm in our storms as well. The storms might be health-related, they might be financial, they might be relationships that are shattered or fractured or in danger. Any number of things can cause us to be concerned. And the problem is that we look at the problems more than the one who is able to solve the problems. The problem solver is the one that we ought to keep our focus upon. Jesus is the one who is able to bring peace in our storms of life. How can we know Jesus? By getting into his word, by studying and seeing how he reacts. And the beauty is that he always went to those who had the greatest need, and he supplied that need according to his riches in glory. What are we looking at? Are we looking at the storms, or are we looking at the Savior? I pray, Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence this day, as we live the life that you have set before us, that we might have the strength and the confidence, the assurance that you are in complete control. And not only that, Lord, I pray that we might pass that wonderful assurance to those we come in contact with, that we might speak words of comfort, that we might speak words of understanding, that we might pray for each other and lift one another by a smile or by a helping hand, that we might do for others, Lord, as you would have us do. Let us live for you. Let us give our life completely for you. And as long as we live, I pray, Lord, that we might give you the honor and the glory. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.